Okay, guys. Today we have a special guest from Tracking Toe 2. I have Steven on the line, and he's a member of Tracking Toe 2 and recently just released Prosper 202. Steve, can you go ahead and introduce yourself right now?
Yeah, my name is Steven Truong, and basically I'm the VP of Media for Tracking 202, also for Prosper 202, and pretty much I just handle all the media relations for the company.
Okay, cool. Thank you. Today on the call, I wanted to try to get Wes on the call, but he had some other issues which, you know, couldn't make on the call, but Steven is basically the VP of Tracking 202 and handles a lot of stuff with Wes. So this is actually a great call to actually discuss the issues with Tracking 202 and the recently released project Prosper 202.
Hey.
So let's go ahead and talk about a little bit about Tracking 202 and what it does. I myself use Tracking 202 for my PPC campaigns. And Steve, can you go ahead and, you know, just give a little synopsis of what Tracking 202 is?
Yeah, Tracking 202 is basically a pay-per-click tracking software for affiliate marketing, usually targeted towards CPA offers. So basically what we do is if you're running all your affiliate offers through pay-per-click like Google, Yahoo, MSN, or even any of the second-tier engines like LookSmart and Pivotize or anything else, you can pretty much run it through Tracking 202, and Tracking 202 will basically give you a breakdown of how much you're spending, what your profit is, and basically which keywords are converting, which tech ads are working out, and whatnot. Basically, so this way, when you go in, and it's based on a sub-ID system, so what happens is when you get your leads and you get your sub-IDs from your affiliate networks, you basically update those sub-IDs inside Tracking 202, and it'll tell you exactly which click automatically converted into a lead, and with that click, basically what keyword and text ad it came from, and this way you can break it down to what is bringing profit and what is not. And essentially, if you know what's bringing profit, you can cut your losses and pretty much increase your ROI.
Yeah, exactly. Tracking 202 is such a great system that you guys actually gave it out for free instead of doing a monthly charge. I mean, a lot of people, as myself, would definitely do a monthly charge for this powerful system. Is there a reason why you guys didn't do a monthly, you know, recurring fee, or why did you make it public and free to everybody?
Well, Tracking 202 basically went into development beginning in early 2007, and when it was first created, it wasn't actually even, we never actually considered bringing it out to the public. It was actually a personal tool for us.
Okay.
And realistically, it wasn't really, in the early stages of Tracking 202, it wasn't even designed to track keywords or whatever. It was just to keep track of all the pay-per-clicks and how much we were spending. And down the road, essentially, we decided that other affiliates could benefit from this, and so we decided to bring it out to the public. And before beta launch, which happens on February 3rd of this year, we actually had plans of charging a monthly fee, and we didn't really have the whole thing laid out, but we were thinking about basically doing, depending on the click volume that the users bring in, we'd charge them based on that, so there'd be like different price plans, kind of like how web hosting has a starter package,
okay,
and advanced package and whatnot. And then we came to the realization that while we could charge affiliates and stuff like that, it wouldn't be really helping the community out or whatever. So we had talked it over. We decided that it was better to release it free and just try to, I guess,
help
basically monetize everything out based on advertising and direct sales and whatnot of the advertisements.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, obviously, the day that we decided to launch that, there was a lot of criticism coming from the community saying that we were only interested in basically stealing their
data. Yeah, correct. Yeah. A lot of people came to me, even asked me if I used Tracking 202, and I told them, yeah, I loved it. And they asked me so many questions about, well, aren't you scared of the data they might be using? And, you know, I've talked to Wes several times, and I've talked to you, I met up with you guys actually at Philly Summit West, and me and Wes went back and forth about that specific issue. How are you guys making money if you're not taking the back-end data? Why is the Tracking 202 system there and just free? If you want to help out the community, I mean, I could understand that, but why couldn't it be like maybe a small $7 recurring monthly charge? No.
Correct. Again, like we could go that route, but right now our main goal is to basically build a brand for the 202 Empire. And so essentially while we could charge other people, whether it's like, say, $5,000 for the self-hosted, or we charge a monthly fee for, like, say, $50 a month or something like that,
mm-hmm,
that'd be great. But essentially in the long run, I think that by giving all these free tools and stuff like that, it basically gets the word out faster and people know our names and whatnot. And part of the that was part of the reasons why we decided to bring out Prosper 2.2, which is the self-hosted version of Tracking 2.2, and make it free, because essentially people were having issues with Tracking 2.2 because the data was hosted on our servers.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so we figured that if we do this, you know, at least the community has something. They understand that we don't care about the data. It's more of the fact that we want to build trust and build a brand for our company. Because and I think this is basically what Wes has brought up in the past, too. Nothing can replace your reputation. One is pretty much blown up, and pretty much there's nothing else you can rely on. And you never want to ruin that in any community or any business, for that matter.
Correct.
So, essentially, at this point, we're really not making any money at all. We do have a donate page on our site come up, but that's pretty much it. And, again, right now we're offering direct ad sales, but that's not really going anywhere. Down the road, we do plan on releasing other tools and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, essentially, Tracking 2.2, Prosper 2.2, and Export 2.2, which actually does come with Prosper 2.2 right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's another affiliate tool that basically allows you to export your campaigns from one pay-per-click network to the other one.
Mm-hmm.
And so, essentially, those are the first three that we have out right now. There are going to be more down the road. Whether or not we're going to charge for those as well is to be seen. But realistically, it's more important for us to build a company name, and essentially that's the main reason why everything is free.
I got it. Okay, so basically, now this is actually very good, because you guys are actually trying to get your brand right out the door real quick and without no discouragement from anybody else. By giving these things for free, then like the actual power of PPC tracking and affiliate marketing and affiliate tracking to even all the newbies. But the newbies, you know, they get it, they install it, but how are they going to learn what data they're going to be using? Just because they install this, you know, and they trust you guys now that you're giving the self-hosted Export 202, Tracking 202, Prosper, especially Prosper 202, you know, there's people out there that's probably going to spend like hundreds of thousands of dollars just for Prosper 202 alone, you know, and then yet still out there for free. And I understand that, you know, you guys trying to get the brand out there, the reputation, and that's good. And this is actually a very good way. So I'm assuming down the line, you know, probably you guys are making more PPC tools or affiliate marketing tools, or what's the 202 vision after Prosper, 202, et cetera?
Well, pretty much all the tools and stuff that we're going to release is going to be in one way or another affiliate related.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, we could have sold Prosper 202. We actually had an offer back when Tracking 202 was still in development for over $125,000.
Wow.
And then along the way, once Tracking 2.2 was released, a lot of people actually approached us and wanted to buy a self-hosted version for themselves. And many of them actually offered $10,000, $15,000, and then plus, like, monthly support to keep it up and going or whatever.
Yeah, I mean,
there was
the
issue
system
with
alone is worth that much, just because Tracking 2.2 alone has so much data that, you know, a newbie or somebody that's new in affiliate marketing probably looks at it and probably don't even know what to do with it. They're probably more interested in keywords and, you know, where the traffic is coming from, text ad, et cetera. But Tracking 202 has, or Prosper 202 has so much more information, like browser type, IP, location, geo-tracking, et cetera, you know. But here's a good question. From Prosper 202, from the self-installation file, I noticed there was really no help except for the videos. And a lot of people also, and you also probably saw the video from Mark from 45 and 5 about how a new person just installed it, but really didn't have the affiliate savvy ways to maneuver around it or work around it. Like, what's your goals or what's your next move to help upgrade Prosper 202?
Correct. Okay, so what we did was, first of all, Mark and a lot of people actually had issues accessing the video tutorials that were on our site because it was in DivX format, and even when they downloaded the DivX codec, it, for some whatever reason, it just didn't run. We did make some tweaks. I did contact Mark back up, and he was able to view them on his computer. But what we're going to do next is pretty much upload everything onto Google Videos or whatnot, or basically a friendly format that for sure everyone can be able to access the videos. Now, outside of basically the views we have on basic usage of how Tracking 2.2 works, which is the same thing as what Prosper 2.2 is, Wes did do a couple videos on how to do pay-per-click affiliate marketing in general, just to basically explain affiliate marketing itself, how it works. And he actually, in the video, walked you through setting up your pay-per-click accounts and all that stuff too. So for newbies and stuff like that, that's also an option, isn't available there. In addition to that, we do live support on AIM. So if you have a AOL Instant Messenger screen name, ours is listed on the site. You just have to go to the contact or about us page, and it's there.
And you guys also have a very active forum, and I know you and Wes are actively on there all the time, and that's a great support automatically. So, you know, the community actually, and you guys are giving a lot to community. And, I mean, how do you guys find time between your customer base versus your business side and then the actual programming and, you know, the whole tracking 202 or 202 empire? Like, how are you basing your time and efforts between, you know, support and tech?
Well, pretty much tracking 202 is, realistically, it is a full-time job. Pretty much, besides doing the tech supports on the forums and answering questions and stuff like that, any time that we have left outside of this is basically focused on building our own businesses.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of us are doing, obviously, we're affiliates ourselves, but for the most part, we also have businesses outside of affiliate marketing as well. For example, me and Wes both own real estate and stuff like that. So we do manage other income streams and whatnot. John Chow is very famous on saying, like, you never want to put all your income into or all your eggs into the same basket.
Correct.
So essentially, we branch outside of affiliate marketing as well, but we do pay-per-click and stuff like that. And any time left that we have a leftover, we focus on just doing support and building tracking 202. As far as development and doing different tasks and stuff like that, we break it down. Obviously, you guys know that we have four different executives. Everybody plays their own role. Rob does all the system admin and stuff like that, make sure the back end and everything's working correctly. Wes is always coding all that stuff like that. And then pretty much me and Larby just works on everything else, making sure that anything that people need help with or support or whatever it is that's going on is always taken care of.
Cool. Now, here's my question, for my personal issue anyway. Like, with tracking 202 or profit 202, I know it's strictly used for PPC marketing to track keywords, et cetera. Now, let's say I just have a regular page and I just want to track the clicks, the keyword, the clicks, the conversions of that specific ad banner. Can I use tracking 202 just for standard ads or standard banners on any website?
Yes, you can. Because tracking 202 is designed unlike any other tracking system, not only does it work with any pay-per-click network, essentially anything that has a link you can actually track. Tracking 202 automatically will assign the sub IDs for each individual click. So if you had a banner ad on your website, you just want to track the clicks itself, you can just set up the URL and basically put the syntax at the end for the sub ID. And basically every click that comes through now, we're automatically going to assign a unique sub ID, and you can basically see how many clicks are coming through.
Correct. Now, what about like physical products, like Amazon products or eBay products? Is a tracking 202 or profit 202 work that way, in that same fashion?
Yes, it pretty much works with all of those as well. Now, that was one of the things that Mark actually brought up on his video that you mentioned earlier.
Okay.
Is that with him, he does affiliate marketing based on mostly sales and stuff like that through direct companies. The problem with this is that some companies, they have individual links for each individual product they sell. So let's just say, for example, if Circus City had, I don't know, say 1,000 different products, they might have 1,000 different links in their thing. So for Mark's situation, he can do it using tracking 202, but one of the things that he would have issue with was that if he had 1,000 different links, he'd have to upload manually one link at a time.
Okay.
And so that was one of the things that was really distorting with his experience with tracking 202. Not to say that it's not bad or anything like that, but we obviously had to figure some way to allow him to do mass upload of URLs if that's the case. But essentially it would work with any system.
Okay, good, beautiful. Now, I just want to get into one last topic. It's probably going to be Export 202, and, you know, the main function of it is basically copying ads into, I guess, several other PPC networks, such as Yahoo and MSN, correct?
Correct.
Okay, cool.
So, basically, Export 202, when you download your campaigns onto your desktop, they usually come in a CSV format, but the format for Yahoo versus the format for MSN and Google are completely different from each other. So basically, let's just say that you have 10 campaigns or something running through Yahoo, each of them with 5 ad groups or whatever, and obviously for you to replicate all that and all the text and everything, it takes forever. So what you would do is just download the campaign onto your computer, plug it into Export 202, it'll convert the file over, and then just take the file from there and put it into, say, Google AdWords or whatever, and then this way, in about 5 minutes, everything's done. You don't have to retype everything back up.
That's beautiful. Now, okay, good. Now, basically, we covered tracking 202, we covered Prosper 202. Now, we just finished the basis of Export 202. It's very simple. Now, we mentioned earlier about the vision of 202, of I guess 202 Empire or Team 202, I'll just call it. And you guys are going to be making more affiliate marketing tools and campaigns. Now, I guess your business model right now is basically to build your brand and reputation and get the trust of everybody else. Because I know there's probably Prosper 202 has probably been downloaded several times already, you know. So let's go over the vision of 202 and probably the business model from now and the difference maybe till next year.
Okay. Well, to be honest, one of the few things that we actually discussed is basically improving on the current software. So, for example, Tracking 2.2, we've received a ton of feedback, especially since the release of Prosper 2.2.
Mm-hmm.
And there's always different things that we can add to make it better. So we're always going to constantly be trying to improve on existing software. Tools that we're going to come out with later on, we're pretty much going to release them. Obviously, I don't want to obviously ruin the pie and just say, like, this is what we're going
to
come out with, this is
what
we're going
to
do.
You don't have to say it
like that.
You want to be surprised.
Correct. But I can guarantee you that they're all beneficial to the affiliate community. As far as monetization, really, just like how we had discussed all this stuff previously to even before Tracking 2.2 launch, things are always subject to change. And so I can't say anything's really written in stone and how we plan on doing it. It's just it's basically the time that when we're ready to release a new product, stuff like that, down the line, maybe we'll charge for other products. Maybe we won't. Realistically, there's nothing that we've actually discussed over this. Hey, this is how we're going to do it. Right now, all we're concerned with is just basically helping out the community and making sure that everybody knows the 202 team.
Cool. Very good. Now, what's going to happen with Tracking 202 since the release of Prosper 202? Are you still going to maintain Tracking 202 and or just go full all out on Prosper 202?
We're actually going to do both just
okay.
because some affiliates might not want to self-host it for whatever reason. The other thing that we're going to actually get into next, and I don't mind actually bringing this up, the next part of Tracking 2.2, currently the way the system works is it assumes max cost per click. What we're going to do is move into the API range so that it pulls data directly from the pay-per-click networks. So
okay.
now you have exactly 100% accuracy on how much your clicks cost and whatnot.
Correct.
That's something that we're going to bring up later on. One of the issues that it's going to come up to, and this actually might split Tracking 2.2 into actually two branches, it's because I believe Google API charges you based on the click volume that you do.
Okay.
And so, obviously, if Google is going to start charging, we're going to have to relay those charges over to the users.
Okay.
So if you guys want the convenience of the API when it does come out, we're probably going to have an option for you guys to choose to use the existing system versus the new API system. And basically, whatever Google charges, you guys would just pay that.
Okay, good. Now, would you guys maybe add an extra little fee, maybe like a dollar fee? For you guys, or it's just going to be straight out flat Google?
That's just going to be straight up. Whatever Google charges, we'll do that. And I mean, if people want, we can actually show the invoice and everything too.
Okay.
I mean, I'm pretty sure that anybody that actually hadn't used Google API before would know what they charge.
Yeah.
I'm 100% sure what their quota is, but I'm pretty sure it's based on click volume and stuff like that.
Cool. Now, is it going to be the same for Prosper 202?
That's a possibility. We haven't actually gone that far yet because this was the discussion that just was brought up like recently. Because
okay.
it's obviously a lot of people have given us a lot of feedback in the forums, and it's something that just brought up. And so we decided to go over it just like within the last 2 days.
Okay, good. You guys have a lot of ambition. You know, your team's building, your empire is getting there. And you guys are giving a very heavy load to the community out there. So now, just my question is, are you guys going to be attending Affiliate Summit East? And if you are you guys going to be having a booth or maybe a little booth at the meat market?
Yeah, we actually went over that today, too. For sure, the whole team is going to be at Affiliate Summit East, and we've talked about probably getting a table at the meat market. Probably not a booth at this point because we're still pretty new, and we just kind of want to see engage how much of the community actually wants to step up and talk to us and stuff like that there. So, but, yeah, a table is definitely a possibility, but, again, nothing's written in stone.
Okay, cool. Now, Steve, do you have any last words you want to say to the community, 202 Empire, or the community in affiliate marketing itself?
Nothing much except for anybody out there that wants to get into affiliate marketing or is fairly new and stuff like that. If you guys have just general questions outside of just using the tools, go ahead and feel free to drop by the forum and just ask your questions away. Either the community there will actually help you guys or we'll jump in and answer it if we know the answers to it. We've actually done a lot of answering questions outside of just the tool and usage and stuff like that. If you got feedback or any technical difficulties, again, you can find us on AIM or in the forums and usually we get back to you guys within a few hours.
Yeah, correct, correct. Okay. Okay, guys, this is Ian from IanFernando.com, and we just finished talking with Steven from Tracking202.com, Prosper202.com, and Export202.com. So if you guys want to really boost your affiliate campaigns and really watch your actual stats, I suggest either joining Tracking202 or downloading self-hosted Prosper202. And if you're brand new to affiliate marketing, I also strongly suggest going to their forum, 202, because these guys actually are very helpful. They're not like any other affiliate marketers that just, you know, want to keep all the information to themselves. These guys actually want to help. So with that closing, Steve, thank you. And hopefully we'll meet up at Affiliate Summit East or whenever, and I'll meet you guys and your team once again.